Robots Radio presents
Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast.
I'm not usually a hat fan, but wow.
Maybe like a bear and dagger.
I'm really sipping on that dumb bitch juice today. And
Yeah, I am. But you know what? Someday I just might grow out of that. But you will never stop being a jerk.
All chocolate cakes are good. You're a fascist.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Angry white boy, let's go!
Hello, and welcome to Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast minisodes. These are the teeny tiny episodes where we talk about things we watched this week and trailers we watched this week and what we feel about them. That's Chad Ekowitz.
And that's Simone LaRue. Simone, what did you watch?
You're so quick! On Friday, went to an IMAX 3D and
yes.
I watched Dune.
Oh yes, it was Dune, wasn't it? What did you think? Tell me everything.
You know what? I really liked it, actually. I'm glad I watched it in IMAX 3D. It's very cinematic. It's very scenic. It's got these beautiful, like, long sweeping shots. It's really, in general, like, beautifully filmed.
Okay.
As you know, and our listeners know, I'm not the biggest sci-fi fan in the world.
Yeah.
But I liked this. I thought the plot
was
good. I thought the world building was good. I thought the acting was good. So I was happy with it. The only thing that really bothered me was the main character, played by Timothy Chalamet, is a magical prince boy. Beautiful magical prince boy in a sci-fi
Beautiful
world.
Beautiful magical prince boy.
And his name is Paul.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh, that's a big shame. Oh, yikes on bikes. Okay.
And I know, like, obviously Dune was written a very long time ago.
Yeah.
But it's just, I really have a hard time being like, yes, magical prince.
Magical prince boy. Paul. Yeah, that doesn't sound really magical prince boy at all. And I can imagine that would take you out of it a little bit every time, like, everyone's like, hey,
every
Paul.
Every time, I was like, oh yeah, Paul.
No, that's grim. I agree.
But no, overall, very good movie. I really enjoyed it. Am very keen for the next one. Am I going to read Dune? No, why would I? There are movies coming out now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the ultimate cliff notes. Come on. Yeah. Stop it. Yeah. I watched a great old movie, and I mean, I know we don't usually do old movies unless they're classics, but I watched this really good old movie. Old movie, it's like 2017. It's called The Secrets of Marrowbone.
Okay, what's that about?
So it's basically this family who have like fled they're a British family who have fled to the Americas because their dad did something very bad, and they're like sort of living together, and it's a bit of a horror film, it's a bit of a psychological thriller, and it's really, really good. Lead guy is the guy from 1917, the kid.
Oh, love him.
Yeah, he's really good, and he's brilliant in this. And it's also the woman from Splits, the main female from Split. I can never remember her name.
Anya
beautiful,
Taylor
giant
Joy?
Eyes. Yes, that's
I love her. Yeah. I think she's so beautiful.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So, like, her and him, like, you know, they're in the movie together, and they, like, really do a really good job. It's very, very good film. And you know what? Like, I say it on the podcast because I highly, highly recommend it. It's fantastic.
Okay, remind me of the name again?
Yeah, sure, it's The Secrets of Marrowbone.
Okay.
So, like,
okay,
Marrowbone. Yeah, definitely,
gotcha,
check it out.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
What else have you watched?
I watched Creed 2, finally.
Oh, okay, yes, but going back to the trend of Sylvester Stallone
Rocky
movies.
Rocky and Creed. Yeah. Honestly, I really enjoyed it, actually. First of all, Michael B. Jordan worked out really hard for the role. I feel like he's quite a naturally, actually quite a slender dude. And he was very buff in this. Like, he must have worked very hard for the role. Because also he plays a heavyweight in, obviously in the movie. And I don't think he's naturally a heavyweight. So he must have worked fucking hard. So good for him. And basically, like, the plot, I don't know how much Rocky you remember.
Bits. Very, very bits. Yeah.
So, as you know, Adonis, Michael B. Jordan, is the son of Apollo Creed, who was Rocky's friend, who was killed by the Russian, Ivan Drogo in one of the Rocky movies. So Creed 2 is actually Ivan Drogo's son wants to fight Adonis Creed.
Wow.
And
that's cool.
It's, it's actually a really long movie. Like, when we started, I was like, oh, if we get too tired, like, we'll finish it later. But the pacing's so good, and, like,
really?
The ending is just actually perfect. Like, it's just what you
That's
want.
Cool.
It's really lovely. I really liked it.
That's awesome. Okay, good to recommend. Okay, brilliant. Because usually with, like you know, you've got, like, 1,000 Rockies, and then this is the second Creed film, and you're just like, oh, my gosh, okay, finish now.
Yeah.
It's over. Stop.
No,
this.
It's lovely. So for anyone wanting to get into Creed, I would recommend just watch the first 4 Rocky movies and then watch Creed, and you're good to go.
Okay, good. I might do that. I might jump on this trend of yours.
They're so wholesome. Truly, the first Rocky movie is the most wholesome shit I've ever seen in my life. It's so nice.
That's amazing. Oh, that's so lovely. Good. The only other thing that I've watched this week is An Unquiet Grave, which is a Shutter horror movie. It's really good. Basically, the premise is this guy's wife dies in a car crash that he basically caused. She has a twin. She has a twin, and they decide to bring the sister back from the dead. It's very good. It's very weird. It's short. Okay. It's 1 hour and 15 minutes. And
oh, that's quick.
Very, very quick. And you got, like, we got to, like, 1 hour in, and then we paused it to, like, quickly discuss something. And we saw we only had 15 minutes left, and we were like, how the fuck are they going to wrap this up in 15 minutes? And honestly, they do a really good job of wrapping it up.
Amazing.
They do an awesome job. And, like, very, like,
awesome.
It's not scary, particularly, but it's very mind fucky, which is awesome. Really good fun.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Really
I'm
watching.
So excited.
Yeah. What about you? What is something else that you watched this week?
Oh, I watched Nobody with Bob Odenkirk.
Yes, yes. He, like, is this guy who was a FBI agent or something, and then he just, like, settled down, and now he's just back to kicking ass or something like that.
Yeah. I didn't love it.
Fair. Okay.
So basically, like, I really enjoyed the setup, right? I enjoyed the setup of, like, he's this guy, he was an auditor.
Okay.
Quote unquote, which he explains later means that he was the last person anyone wanted to see at their door.
Mm-hmm.
So he was this really kick-ass guy, and then he decided to settle down with the family. But he's very discontent with that. And then sort of events happen that he has to, like, get back into it and fight off a bunch of people.
Right.
The fight scenes are very cool. Bob Odenkirk's performance, I think, is very good. But the movie itself, I just feel like it's too easy for him. Like, there actually aren't a lot of consequences to what he does. He doesn't actually have to struggle that much to win. It's just a very straightforward couple of fights, and then he wins, and then it's done, and you're like, okay,
that's weird.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay,
so it was kind of to a point where we're like, oh, that's the end of the movie.
Oh, okay, right, fair enough. Okay, would you say, like, would you recommend it?
I don't even know if I'd recommend it. I think if you like a good, well-choreographed fight scene, it's worth checking out, but in terms of plot and stuff, like, eh.
Okay, wow, fair enough. Yeah. Look, yeah, if it is not, it's not. Like, that's all it is, but fair enough.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me.
What else? Anything else? Because that's me, done for movies-wise.
Yeah, I think that's me as well.
Okie dokie, cool. Well, let's talk trailers. I want to start a new segment called What is Jake Gyllenhaal doing this week? Because apparently he's
whatever
just, like,
do you
bumming
mean?
Out movies every week. So Jake Gyllenhaal is now in another movie called Ambulance, which looks fucking badass. And obviously, being a Jake Gyllenhaal movie, I'm gonna see
it. And it's Michael Bay.
And it's that's my issue. That's why, like, I was like, all right,
you
I'm in
tell.
This because it's Jakey. Yeah, you can tell. And basically, he is a bank robber, and his brother, who is a veteran, needs help with money-wise. So he, like, joins his brother, and they, like, fucking fight off the police from an ambulance with a dying police officer in the back of the van. And it's explosions and boobs and girls and boobs and explosions.
And there's a very hot EMT in the back of the van. Let's not forget. A very hot, dark-haired EMT like Michael Bay likes.
Yes, it's the boobs. It's the boobs and the boobs.
Boobs and dark
and
hair. That's what he wants.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'm going to watch it because Jake Gyllenhaal's in it. Do I want to watch this? Not particularly, but I'm going to.
I don't think I'm going to watch it. I started off the trailer being like, oh, I might check this out. And by the end, I was like, fuck mm-hmm. this. This is just clearly Michael Bay having a wank onto a napkin. And like that got made into the movie.
Yeah. I believe I heard that it's 4 hours long and shot on 8mm as well.
Christ.
Oh, Christ. What are you excited for?
I thought Uncharted looked fun. I never played the game.
Oh, yes. Very excited. I've never played the game either.
But it looks fun. I don't have much more to say than that. It's a fun treasure hunty movie. It's got Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. Looks fun.
Yeah, it's simple. It looks completely ridiculous. He's literally like half the trailer is him like flying out of an aeroplane trying to get back in the aeroplane. But fuck it, why not? Like, screw this.
In a similar vein, I don't care to watch Red Notice. It looks ridiculous. It's the Rock and Gal Gadot and Ryan Reynolds all playing themselves, and I'm over it. I watched the trailer and I was like, oh, I don't care for any of this banter that I've heard 1,000 times before from all of them.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. Like, I'm over it. Let's not. Like we said during our Free Guy episode, you know, we're kind of sick and tired of Ryan Reynolds right now. Like, we've got Ryan Reynolds fatigue, so, yeah.
Let him play any other character.
Exactly. I am very excited for India Sweets and Spices. This movie looks super cute, and I'm about it.
It looks lovely. Especially when I saw it was from the same people who did Crazy Rich Asians. Like, I'm all on board for this.
You're all about it. So basically, it looks like it's this really rich Indian family. The one daughter is trying to find like a husband. She sees basically this grocery boy chick out who is sort of the son of the grocery store owner. They sort of start to fall in love. It turns out the mothers actually know each other, and the rich Indian girl's mum is not who she seems to be. She's actually, you know, used to be an activist and stuff, and it looks really interesting. And I think it's going to be a really good comedy. It looks very funny. It looks, you know, wholesome, and I think it's going to be a good film.
Yeah, I'm super keen.
Yeah. Anything else you want to mention?
Oh, yeah, I was very intrigued by The Lost Daughter.
I don't think I saw the trailer for this one. Tell me what it's
about. So that was Olivia Colman.
Okay.
Who I'm obsessed with. And it's also directed by Maggie Gyllenhaal. I don't really understand what it's about, but I watched the trailer. It's like a thriller about motherhood, I think. And I started the trailer and I was like, oh, I'm not that keen, especially if Olivia Colman's in it. It's probably a little too posh for me. But by the middle, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm watching this. It looks like a weird psychological thriller. It's got Dakota Johnson in it, who I love. I think I will be watching that.
That sounds delightful. Yes, I will join you on this train. Fantastic. Amazing. Last thing from me that I want to mention is they say nothing stays the same, which is, it just looks really cute. It's a film, it's a Japanese film where this guy is a boat person. He's a captain, that's what they're called.
Yeah,
he ferries people up and down the river. It looks like there's a bridge being made, which means sort of like his trade is going to go out. And like, it's just basically his journey through this thing with the bridge. And it looks really cute. And, you know, I love, you know, Japanese film. And it looks very artsy. And there's going to be really great landscapes. And I'm about it. I think it's going to be fun.
Lovely. Yeah, no, it looks cute.
Yeah. How about you? Anything else?
No, that is it for me. That's the sum total of my excitement.
that's how we end our weeks, and that was the sum total of my excitement. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. What movies have you watched this week? What movies are you excited for? Are you keen on more Ryan Reynolds, or are you like us and have a bit of RR fatigue? Let us know. And where can people do that, Simone?
They can talk to us on Facebook or Instagram at Fresh Tomatoes Podcast, on Twitter at Fresh Tomatoes MP. They can email us at freshtomatoespodcast@gmail.com.
There you have it. And as we say at the end of every episode, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
We love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Goodbye!
You've been listening to a Robots Radio Podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.